From radioinfo.com.au. This is what's happening in radio this morning, Wednesday, the 12th of February. Hi, I'm Brad Smart, and thanks for joining us. Looking over the headlines this morning, SCA has appointed its general manager for the northern region of Western Australia. A public outcry from listeners and community leaders may have saved New Zealand's classic music station. And Amanda Keller from WSFM features in the Morning Rush podcast. We'll take a sneak preview of some of what she had to say about her long-running career in the media.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Several months ago, Southern Cross Austereo amazed the industry by parting with a hefty 28 mil to acquire Red Wave Media. That's the network that covers many of the mining areas and coastal towns of Western Australia. Now, SCA has appointed Ian Kennedy as general manager of WA Regional North. There's no real surprise in this move, as Kennedy has been successfully running the Red and Spirit networks for previous owner Kerry Stokes for many years. The New Zealand government has discovered that you don't screw around with classical music lovers or try to shut down their radio station, Concert FM. Public anger has seen Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern furiously backpedalling on the announcement to close the station, saying Cabinet's now looking for an alternative frequency to keep it on air. Concert FM was slated to make way for a youth station. Well, it hasn't taken long for podcasts to be recognised as a way to be heard. That's why politicians, big business executives and celebrities are now quite happy to make time for a concept that they would have scoffed at only a few years ago. Women of Influence is a podcast that Kate Mead produces for Ace Radio. This week she got up close and personal in a one-on-one with WSFM's Amanda Keller in an interview that covers a whole range of topics. I found it a very interesting listen. At one point, Kate asked Amanda where she gets a lot of her inspiration for topics for her shows.
I also have a gaggle of friends, none of whom work in the media. They're just local friends who all live nearby. And we all talk about how we fill the jug. The friendship fills you back up. Some friendships can deplete you. These ones fill the jug, I think. And thoughtful, smart, we're all thinking of similar things at the moment. We're raising children or we're dealing with aging parents. We're dealing with redefining ourselves as we get older. And a lot of the stuff I glean from that I talk about on the radio because I think these are the touchstones that women of certain age are all thinking about. Living more lightly in the world, being more environmentally conscious, all that sort of stuff. We're all talking about that stuff at the moment. And I just use them as a font for a whole lot of stuff.
You can hear the full Women of Influence interview with Amanda Keller at radioinfo.com.au.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Other stories catching industry attention today. Radio 10 in the Netherlands appears to have gone a bridge too far with a joke that backfired. It follows one of their announcers telling his listeners to avoid Chinese food because it could spread coronavirus. The station's now in damage control, issuing numerous apologies. Carly Bowyer and Eliza Pashka have combined to produce a no-holds-barred, mortifyingly candid dating podcast. Finding a unicorn will take them on a journey to discover whether the perfect match is out there or just a mythical creature. Legendary US Top 40 disc jockey John Records Landecker will be inducted into the NAB Broadcasting Hall of Fame at its convention in April. Landecker was part of the Top 40 WLS team in Chicago in the days when AM was king. The full details of all these and other industry stories are available now on radioinfo.com.au. Next, we'll be looking at who's on the move in radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Steve Price may have been an early casualty once Nine took control of Macquarie Radio, but he hasn't let that worry him. Price has already landed a weekly segment on the Hot Breakfast at Triple M in Melbourne. It seems Steve was not the only one caught in the Nine crossfire. AFL legend Cameron Ling is now leaving 3AW and will be joining the team at ABC. On the job front, a number of community stations are out there looking for new staff. Hope FM in Sydney is looking for full-time, part-time and casual announcers for its base at Seven Hills. And 96.5 in Brisbane is looking for someone who can handle IT systems and broadcast support. You can find details of these and many other industry jobs right there on the Radio Info website. It's where everybody goes. Thanks for your company. I'll be here with your morning briefing again tomorrow. And to stay on top with what's happening in radio at any time of the day or night, check out Australia's trusted radio information source, radioinfo.com.au.